What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
You know, just the whole tournament, just unreal. It has meant so much to me over the years, the way it all transpired today. There were so many different scenarios that could have transpired on that back nine. There were so many guys who had a chance to win. I hit some of the best shots on that back nine today. I just flushed it coming home. It was that's a nice feeling.
Tell you what, that was great. 22 years ago, he hugs his dad, and then you see him hug his kids after that that tournament.
Ooh, there were a whole bunch of people yesterday saying, "Oh, Tiger, I never gave up on you." Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you, we've never seen a guy. We saw his incredible rise. We saw his terrible, terrible fall.
Wow, just everything.
And now we see his rise again. Back surgeries, knee surgeries, golf club through the SUV window, Denny's waitresses. I mean, he's been through it all and in it all. But I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll tell you what. This guy is he's bigger than golf. I'm under the weather. And I knew they had pushed up the tee times yesterday because the storm was coming.
Right.
I got up to watch golf.
Well,
and I never get up to watch golf.
But that threw me off because I'm sitting there and it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and everybody's talking about how Tiger won this thing. I'm like, no, that's not supposed to happen for another few hours. I mean, I'm supposed to
that
be
was
able to
awesome.
Watch
they
the
should do it all the time. No, he was awesome. That's the first time ever in a major that he's done it coming from behind. He's never come from behind.
That would be, I think, his crowning achievement.
I'm trying to think about this. That's probably top five greatest sports moment I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's 43. Everybody left him for dead. Think about this. He couldn't even bend over to tie his shoes, and he won the friggin' Masters. And when you watch him, like, we get lulled into this. Oh, yeah, I could do that. You know what? We wouldn't be allowed to golf on a course like that.
No, we're not.
No, but I mean, even if we were allowed, we wouldn't be allowed because we're so terrible. He's behind a tree. He's got fans like 5 feet to his right, and he's got three trees to his left. He looks, puts a piece of gum in his mouth. Whoosh. 2 feet from the cup.
Yeah, but like, does he know the words to no scrubs? Because
no.
I do. Do you?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
104.9 The Wolf. Check us out at thewolfrocks.com and on the free Wolf app for your Android and iPhone devices.
So Tiger Woods wins the Masters. His first time since 2005. His fifth green jacket and his first major in 11 years.
Big deal. Big deal. We've all got.
Well, I predicted it, so it is no big deal to me. I predicted it. Well, you knew. You were right here.
Yeah,
I'm paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
Anyway,
do we have those crowning achievements? Though, I mean, you feel good for Tiger watching him do that.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Like when you see him, you're just like, okay, redemption. And he's been the butt of our jokes here on this show.
Oh, for sure. Lots of jokes.
Several times.
Hey, it comes with the territory, but we saw the rise, the fall, the rise again. He's 43. For me and a guy in my mid-40s, I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, take it to him, Tiger.
But I like to think that all of us have that athletic achievement in their life where you're like, man, I did it. I did that one thing. At one point, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, even when you were a kid, say you won a hockey tournament in Adam, and you can still remember it.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
What was yours?
Oh, man. It's funny because, I'm a fat dude, and I've always been a big dude my whole life.
Yeah.
But a few years ago, I decided to run the Queen City Marathon, And that is still to this day, the training, the leading up to it, and the actual run is still my greatest athletic achievement.
Were you emotional when you crossed the finish line? Everybody says they cry when they cross the finish line, or a lot of people do.
Almost. Yeah, I don't think I was because my toenails were popping off.
That's maybe why you were going to cry.
So I wasn't like, yeah. Oh, what a great moment. Yeah. All I'm thinking is, get these damn shoes off me.
I remember you're training hard for it. It was right when you started the show.
Sure I did. Yeah. I trained for like 8 months, and I would run like 10K a day, and I would run no matter what the weather was, even if
could
it
you
was
do it
35
now?
Degree heat.
Could you do it now?
Oh,
you were,
no.
You were in your late 20s when you were doing it then.
No, my knees are shot from that training process, actually. But you've had a lot of athletic moments.
Well, here's my crowning achievement. Well,
winning nationals?
Well, the national championship. I'm in the Hall of Fame with the Rams. But I think the one for me that sticks out is when I boxed Mayor Fiacco for charity. Now, granted, if it was for real, he would have killed me.
Right.
But it was for real in the terms of training. Mm-hmm. Like, when we sparred together in the lead-up to the fight, he busted my nose open. Like, it was, and I remember that it was sold out, the casino. And I remember right before we're in the dressing room and I'm like shaking. He goes, why are you nervous? I said, well, I'm boxing, man. I never boxed. He goes, dude, look at how hard you train. There's nobody out there that would have the balls to get in the ring like you. So just go out and have fun.
Your opponent was saying that?
Yeah, Pat. Then he almost knocked me out. But no, it was good.
Yeah, they rock.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Getting some very serious answers on our Facebook page. Tyler Shirley, winning boat races at the pump patio parties back in the day. I miss those.
Those
boat races were physical feats.
May the pump rest in peace.
May the pump rest in peace. Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Brent Edwards. Anytime I can wipe without my finger going through the paper, it's a good day.
We got to flip it over. You got to double. You can't just go sing. You got to wrap it around.
Well, no. I mean, if you're doing single, what are you, Sheryl Crow?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, come on.
Phil Smith.
And does he do that?
Well, he uses a bidet. He doesn't even use the...
Of course. He's a Fresh Prince of Bel Air now.
French Prince.
You're right. French Prince. I meant that. Yeah. Rory Vandekamp says, I placed in the top three during Regina Olympics for dodging potholes this spring. I did not know that was an event, but I'm pretty sure we all deserve a medal there.
Oh, for sure.
So many crowning physical achievements among our Wolf listeners this morning.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you, Mr. Energetic?
I'm doing good.
What's
your name?
What I like.
Conrad.
Conrad, you're into it on a Monday. What are you up to today, bud?
Oh, just working away.
Ah, yeah, where do you work?
In the steel industry.
Oh,
cool.
The steel industry. Well, that narrows it down here in Regina.
Yeah, like what are you doing? What are you doing in the steel industry?
Running lasers.
Oh, wow. Running lasers?
Lasers?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very, very technologically advanced of you.
Are they on top of sharks' heads?
Very, very technical.
That's a cool gig, man. So you know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm literally sitting here eating a banana, talking on the radio.
Nice.
And I've blown away half a Kleenex box because Chad gave me the cold. But that's...
I told him, hey, I warned
better
you before we started making out
this
weekend.
Chlamydia, I guess. Okay, so here's what we got for you here. You've got a square now in the Regina Mazda Easter drop. You know what this is all about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not just a square. Square number 25. So if the chicks poop on square number 25 this Thursday, you... don't. We've already been warned. You will have a chance to win tickets to Volbeat and Godsmack in Saskatoon. And you could go to the Delta Saskatoon downtown. $250 gas card from Sherwood Co-op. And maybe I can win a new mouth. I hope.
Awesome.
Good luck. Give us a wolf owl, will you?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
And now, how to avoid Game of Thrones spoiler conversations with coworkers.
Hey man, how about Game of Thrones last night? Amazing, right?
Sure. Hey, speaking of amazing, Prime Minister Trudeau, am I right? I mean, come on.
Man, Game of Thrones was epic last night.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hear. My grandma died yesterday, though. She was actually killed by a dragon. So please, you know, go on, though. Just don't bring up anything dragon-related. It's still very sensitive.
I gotta say, I didn't see that coming in Game of Thrones last night.
Don't. I haven't seen it yet, don't.
Oh, man, so many mind-blowers. First off...
I have fiery diarrhea. Super fiery, contagious diarrhea. In fact, I feel something brewing right now.
Did you see Game of Thrones last night?
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about it. But has anybody ever told you about the amazing Rodan and Fields? Not only is it a quality product, but you too could work from home like me. Do you want to sign up?
Actually, I got to go do my taxes.
Well, if you get a good refund, you know who to come to. Hey, I'll take care of those ugly zits for you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The Wolf, I'm Chad. Ballsy is slowly dying across the board.
I'll be okay. Thanks
for giving
me that.
That nasty cold, huh?
Well, you gave it to me. Was it this bad when I was gone for that week for you?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was bad.
I literally want to. I got the man cold. We whine and cry when we get the cold. I want to lay in the corner.
I thought I had Ebola. I seriously thought I was dying.
I think I do.
I was waiting for Morgan Freeman to save me. Just like Outbreak.
I should have got those vaccinations.
I should have
got out. Those vaccinations back in the day. I decided not to.
Yeah.
Dumb.
So many dumbs with this vaccination stuff.
Sorry. Anyway. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
We're doing a radio program.
Whatever. Anyways,
it's
go ahead.
A microphone in front of your face.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Anti-vaxxers are dummies. They are. They're really...
Dumb.
They have this idea that they're not going to vaccinate their kids. But the latest trend now is all these Facebook groups that are, you know, getting all their kids with measles to play with each other. So then, therefore, they get the measles, and then they're done with it. It's like those chicken box parties. They used to have those, right?
Yeah.
But doctors are warning everybody, saying that, you know, a measles, it leads to some pretty serious complications later in life. So, mm-hmm. you know, don't just go hand that out willy-nilly to your children.
Yeah.
You idiots.
Dumb.
Why trust a doctor? You trust Facebook first.
And why trust a scientist?
No.
You know, my flat earther friend told me the other day that vaccinations lead to all kinds of autism and all that. It's just stop listening to this.
I don't trust anybody but Jenny McCarthy. Whatever Jenny McCarthy tells me in a bikini,
said this before.
That's what I say. So, I take whatever she says.
What's the advice you've ignored through your life? And it was good advice, not advice from these people. I'm talking about advice from doctors. But just generally in life, you got advice years ago, and you ignored it because maybe you were full of, as they say, piss and vinegar as a kid. You were like, hey, listen, I don't need to take advice from you. And you, by the way, you did your shoulder shrug like Joey from Friends, like I'm doing right now, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't need to listen to you.
Yeah.
All right? I've got my own life. You don't tell me what to do. And then you just ignored it. And then later on, you're like, oh, crap, I should have listened.
My dad, whenever it would snow, he'd be ripping around his little Nissan Sentra, which the car my son has now. And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? You're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
You're a 60-year-old man. I never get stuck. I got winter tires. I said, Dad, that is the biggest scam ever. Winter tires are, they just want you to spend more money on tires.
Right.
Until I actually... got winter tires. The stud. Right. He goes, you got to get these studded winter tires. I said, no, you do. You look like a goofball.
Dumb.
Well,
dumb.
As it turns out, Clinton J. Ball knew what he was talking about because I got studded winter tires, and it is freedom, man. You can go wherever you want.
All I got out of that is that your dad sounds like Bernie Sanders.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A few years ago, Scott texts in, I became a new dad and just fed my son, and I was, you know, I was... parents like to do, and you've probably done this with cash, throw them up in the air and catch them, catch them. My mom said, don't do that. You just fed the baby. Bad things will happen.
Right.
And no sooner did my mom say that, I threw my baby in the air and he puked all over
me.
Dumb.
That happens, man.
Good advice. Don't do that. Yeah.
I was always told, you know, having a boy and a girl is two different things because you got to deal with the, you know, the weaponry.
Yeah.
And I was changing cash and I was told right away, you know, as soon as that cold air hits it, he's going to pee.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. It's not like that. I know it's not like that. Sure enough.
Oh, yeah.
Peed all over. And then.
It's like a little fountain.
Oh, man. And it doesn't stop.
No.
It just does not stop.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, so we're talking about the best advice that you just didn't take, like Alanis Morissette
says. I remember here the Ayatollah of canola, Jim Smalley, news guy there in the egg department. When I first started here and we just flipped over to these computers where we could read our news off the screen.
Right.
He said, always take in a paper copy. And so I did for like a month. And then I'm like, Jim, this is stupid. I'm wasting too much time. I'll gab with the guys in the back. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. I go in. No sooner do I do that, the computer freezes. I have to do a 4-minute newscast on CKRM with no script.
Yeah,
I'm doing that.
Hey, man, that's advice I took too because... a lot of other people in this building read their newscasts off of computers.
Yeah.
I have a you and I both read ours off
from
of
now.
Paper
when that
copies.
Happened to me, I don't do that anymore. No.
All you got to do to learn from that is watch newscasts when the teleprompter goes down.
Don't they look like deer's caught in it?
And you know, and especially if you're in media, you can tell when it's happened. Oh, yeah. So you just go, oh my God, the teleprompter's down. Yeah. And the true pros can handle it. The really funny ones don't.
And as a media guy, you're in your on your couch just twisting and hurting.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Happy Monday. Is it happy? Is it really happy? Is it a good day for you?
Not really. I'm sick.
So I'm fine.
I don't want to come in, but I knew you'd be just... I had a week off recently, and I thought, yeah, you're all healthy over there.
I'm
after you gave me the cold,
ready to go.
Spit your crap on my side of the
Speaking
board.
Speaking of spitting crap, ladies, next time you line up to plant a big smooch on your bearded hubby, just know this. Their beard is disgusting. I'm a former bearder. I've been known to go back and forth between the beard and no beard.
Yeah.
I have noticed that sometimes stuff gets stuck in there, and now scientists have too. They found 100% of men in this study had high microbial counts in their facial hair versus about 75% of dogs. So only 75% of dogs have high microbial counts in their fur, and 100% of men with beards have high microbial
counts. Well, let's be honest here. Are you shocked by that? Guys aren't very cleanly. Like, they don't... How
Speak
often,
for yourself.
When you go to bed, be honest. When you go to bed, how often do you wash your face? Thoroughly wash your face.
Oh, no, never.
Exactly. And you've got a clean-shaven face like me. Mm. Think about... The guy's got a sub, and he's got his eggs from the morning and probably some of his Skol Chew.
The flavor
his
saver.
His Skol Chew in his beard.
Sure.
Beards are gross. And also, they say beards... I saw an unrelated story, Chad. Mm. Beards... Guys have beards and longer hair means they're a little bit smaller down there. A little bit smaller.
So they're making up for something.
That's right. They're making, like, especially a guy with a beard and like a beamer. He really hung like a Tic Tac. Like a little light switch there.
Is that
there.
Science?
Yeah, no, it's
not too often you see bearded guys driving beamers, though.
No, you don't. No, they pickup truck
Usually
guys.
They've got suits or something.
Yeah,
I mean, we're stereotyping here, but.
And
anyway,
correctly.
Men with beards are disgusting,
they're gross.
Apparently.
They're gross.
This is a lie.
The only guy with a beard that would be okay is Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a guy whose beard, I would have a bath in his beard. Yes, I would. Chuck Norris's beard could bring you all type of fame and fortune by just rubbing up against Chuck Norris's beard.
His microbial count doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Because it counts to however high it wants to count, and it'll kick the hell out of anything that comes out.
Absolutely.
That's just science.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.